Judy Putnam. She is on the other end of our line. Judy, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing just fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for coming on the program. The Kids Count in Michigan report was recently released. It's an annual report, and some of the information made available for the Michigan League for Human Services in this report was kind of a bummer. There's a rise here in the state of Michigan in child abuse and neglect. Tell us about that.
Well, over the decade, over the past 10 years, we've seen a jump of 34% in child abuse and neglect. And most of that is driven by neglect, and we know that's tied to poverty. Unfortunately, we've also seen a big rise in poverty among children in Michigan over the past decade.
And the neglect also involves a lot of chronic heart conditions for children, doesn't it?
I don't know about that, Tony. Did you say heart conditions?
No, there's chronic health conditions, asthma, obesity, and so on.
Well, the neglect we're speaking about is tied to providing basic needs, food and shelter. That's what drives most of it.
All right. What can we do to help this?
Well, we think that there's been a number of public policy decisions that are going the wrong direction that we need to revisit. Last year, lawmakers and the governor cut the earned income tax credit from 20% to 6%. That really helps low-income families, and these are working families. They also booted nearly 30,000 children from cash assistance because of time limits. There is no safety net left for these children. This was it that they've ended. They've also enacted some asset limits on food assistance that will really hurt newly unemployed families.
So is what you're saying is that this child abuse, this rise is due to the lack of money?
Yes. There's a direct correlation between families in poverty and neglect. And, you know, families get faced with really tough choices. If you have a job but no child care, do you leave your young child at home alone and neglect them, or do you go to your job? Very tough choices that that families with more income do not have to make.
Do you think that the legislators here in the state of Michigan, as well as the administration under Rick Snyder, understand how much funding and the programs that funding goes to can help these situations?
I think it's obvious they don't. I think there's a sincere belief that nonprofits can step up and fill the gap, but just they cannot. There's a great role for nonprofits and charities, and they are filling a really important need. But the sheer magnitude of need in our state means that we do have to use public policy to address it.
All right, so what can you do to change their minds?
Well, we'll be sending them this report. We're working with advocates across the state to highlight local findings, and we hope they'll be talking to their local policymakers.
Do you think they care?
I think people care about kids, sure. I think there is a philosophical mindset that government should not be the one to fill that need, when there's a lot of evidence that when we come together for the common good and use our public structures to help abuse kids, to help moms in need, that it really pays off in the long run.
All right. We've been talking with Judy Putnam. Judy, for people who want to see this report, where can they go?
www.milhs.org.
All right. Thanks so much, Judy. We appreciate your time and effort.
Thank you, Tony.